Welcome to the Limitless Health Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Tracy Hill.
And I'm Jessica Midkiff, doctors of physical therapy and certified master neuro coaches. We have the unique system that puts an end to the start-stop cycle of your health by blending body and brain science to create sustainable, simple success in your body. Our goal is to help you put an end to the frustration and overwhelm in your health with a brain-based system that will transform your body and overall health one thought at a time.
Here we go. Hey guys, welcome back to the Limitless Health Podcast. Hey. It's Tracy and Jess, and we're going to talk about, we're talking about something that we've been like really digging into and excited about, of worthiness. And today is about your weight does not determine your worth. And ooh. Wow, like that's heavy.
It's really heavy. And I mean, I grew up in a house where I saw overweight every day. And I would have to say that if I were to interview my mom, I do think that she probably would have some thoughts and feelings and a deep-seated belief pattern around how her being overweight makes her not enough. And there's so many different, you know, social expectations. And this is, you know, you should look like this, and you should be able to move like this and do these things. And so I'm quite certain that she probably has that. But just me as a bystander and being in that home, I definitely had a feeling of if I was overweight, I would not be acceptable enough, likable enough, lovable enough. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know about you guys with how you view being overweight and how that equates to your worth, but I know, I bet you every one of us has a story, some kind of belief around it in some way, shape, or form, whether we personally witnessed it or experienced it inside of ourselves, or we watched it very close to us. Yeah.
I think deep down inside, all of us have a little bit of that. I was thinking about like self-confidence versus self-worth. And a lot of women will say like, oh, well, I don't feel confident in my skin, in my body. And, oh, if I lost the weight, I would feel more confident. But in reality, what we see is that so many people do lose the weight and they still don't feel confident in their bodies and they still don't feel good in their skin. And so then that's where I'm like, oh, hang on. Yeah. There's a difference between confidence and worth, because if you don't feel worthy and good in your skin to begin with, and good with like who you are in the core of who you are, you're not going to feel that, you know, 25, 50 pounds, 100 pounds lighter. It's not going to make a difference. And so this whole piece about is our weight really what we need to do? And, oh, I'll have more confidence. And really the truth is that no, that's not the case. And this is why people stay stuck in the, okay, I dropped the weight. You know, I made the goal. Like I did the 75 hard, whatever, all the things, the 30-day fix. And I met the goal, but then what? Most people gain the weight right back. And it's because then they don't feel worthy. And I don't think that anybody really says this, like, I don't feel worthy of being this weight. I don't feel worthy of taking care of my health. Nobody says that. But the fact that you still just don't feel good inside of you, and that's where that cycle comes from, of the drop the weight, gain the weight, the cycle, the start, the stop, the stuck, and the never ending hamster wheel. And it really comes down to this worthy piece. And it feels like, to me, it feels kind of icky to talk about, like, oh, do I feel worthy of health? Do I feel worthy of taking care of myself? And I agree, like I've never battled being overweight, but I have battled the fear of being overweight because I
Yes.
think I did grow up, I didn't grow up around a lot of overweightness, but I think I grew up with some sort of system instilled in me of like, oh, well, if you're overweight, they're lazy, they're not a hard enough worker, kind of some of that flavor that I felt like, oh, I gotta prove myself to be something. And so I better keep my weight at an acceptable weight. And I guess that's a worthy piece.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much of what you were saying. I'm like, yep, totally agree. The whole worthy, having innate value, feeling like you are enough, just exactly who you are. We don't go around talking about that. And
No.
so, and this whole, we're diving into this word worthy and this piece worthy around your weight today. But worthiness could apply to absolutely anything in your life, whether or not a fulfilling marriage or whatever, the job that you have, like it translates to so many different things. But this book called Worthy, that was written by Jamie Kern Lima, and we've been listening to podcasts where she's been interviewed, and then I was on an all-day workshop where she had all these different very high profile people speaking on behalf of this concept of worthy. And man, we all have stories around it, but we are not on a day-to-day waking up going, I just don't feel very worthy today. So maybe I won't do what I know that I should do. I'll self-sabotage myself because really, the thread of that, the root of that is I don't really feel worthy. You've been hustling hard and working hard to lose the weight. You're doing all the right things on the outside, right? And then you could self-sabotage and go, I don't know. Life got busy. It was really, really hard. And then you don't continue in pursuit of losing weight, which is obviously a good thing for us, right? Carrying extra body weight around is not how our bodies were designed to function and do life, right? But for different reasons, our society is what it is, and we have a lot of overweight, obesity, metabolic syndrome in our society. And so, yes, the efforts of losing weight for all the right reasons, because it's good for you, is good. But man, in the deepest part of who you are, if you feel like you're not enough, regardless of what weight you are, or all of the different things that could have happened to shape your life experience, telling you that you're not worthy, you're not enough, just as you are, you need to keep working and hustling and whatever, then it's not about the weight. It's about something way deeper than that. And so, anyway, this book has totally blown, it's blowing our brains apart in such a good way.
Totally. And I like what you said about like with self-sabotaging ourselves. If deep down inside, like we don't feel good enough. And it makes me think about the person who they step into the gym, and I remember this feeling. Like I've been reflecting on just some things of my journey of the first times that I stepped into a gym of like actual exercise outside of, just being like a high school athlete. But where I grew up, we never set foot in a weight room. And so I remember those first times stepping into a weight room, and mind you, it was Gold's Gym with all the beautiful bodies and all the muscles. And I remember how inadequate I felt, how like I felt that I don't belong here. I don't know how to lift weights. I'm not overweight, but I'm soft. And I remember that feeling of kind of tugging my shirt down and just feeling like so exposed of that I don't belong here and hiding, hiding back on the elliptical, just kind of doop de doop, gonna just gonna do my little cardio over here because I didn't feel good enough in myself to step out into the sea of the big kid weights, you know, the where the real athletes worked out. And that's really like that's and mind you guys, Jess was in that sea of the big kids, okay? And I was not. And that intimidating, threatening feeling, hiding behind ourselves, that keeps us stuck. Of I don't even want to put on workout clothes and join the gym because I don't feel good enough being in there.
Yeah.
I, you know, or if you have that belief of, oh, I got to put on spandex and a tight tank top and, oh, I feel so gross. That holy, like, holy cow, that's going to paralyze you to even start. And so I think also changing our belief system of what does it have to, what is it, you know, we have got to bend that expectation of what is it supposed to look like to be healthy, to exercise? And do you believe that you are worth it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because we know we should be healthy. Like, of course we know we should be healthy. Again, God designed our bodies to be healthy living beings so that we can go about life and do life and serve with purpose and, you know, procreate and, you know, achieve and all of these things and be lights in the world. We know this intuitively, like, you know, in our logically, we know it, but in our inner core, this whole piece of feeling like you're enough to have the thing or do the thing, like even start out and try to do the thing. So, you know, if you grew up in a family where overweight was very common, and so that was just your norm, right? You just accepted that, oh, I come from a family that's overweight, so therefore I'm going to be overweight. And so, you know, in the deepest root of you, you don't believe that you could be at a healthy weight, let's say. And so that piece of not feeling like you're enough to have the weight that you want, then you don't even try. And then you use the evidence around you. Well, because my family's, you know, everyone in my family's overweight or all these things, you know, so there's so much evidence outside of ourselves that we can use to keep us stuck or not even try to lose whatever weight it is. And then we talked about that self-sabotage piece, right? Like, okay, you're going to go for the thing and you do all the right things. But then even if you get to your goal weight, and then there's still something missing, and then you self-sabotage, you end up putting the weight back on. That is a very, very typical and common cycle for anyone who's been through any of those diet plans. And again, this book suggests that there's a tether about you not feeling enough in the first place. And so, you know, you don't deserve to have that weight, and therefore you end up self-sabotaging. So,
yeah. And in this book, it talked about 80% of women do not feel enough. And that hit me. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of people that don't feel enough. And again, I don't think anyone's going around saying, I don't feel enough. But like you said, it's this like just subtle hiding, subtle self-sabotage that I don't feel worth it. And I always think about like, when I think about worth, I always think about like, your brand new, let's just say your brand new car. You get your brand new car, you drive it off the lot. It is beautiful. It's worth something. Like you're proud of it. It's everything, you know, everything's perfect inside. And you tell the kids, nobody's eating in this car ever. You're not going to drink. You're not going to eat, sleep, whatever. And we're going to keep it clean. And because we value this new, beautiful car that's worth something. And then, you know, the weeks go by, the months go by, somebody spills something. And it's like, after that, I feel like it's all over. And you're just like, ah, frick, like, what does it matter? It's not worth it. It's not worth it to try to keep my immaculate car clean, because now it's a disaster. Now it's clean. Or now it's, you know, it's not perfect anymore. And how do we view our bodies in the same way? Like, if we don't view our bodies as this valuable piece of something important, then deep down inside, we're thinking, and what's the point? Like, it's not worth anything. It's not worth it to work out. Or how about, you know, we talk about this all the time. Like, what's your next best step, your next best small win? And that could be in our Facebook community, we talk about your next 10 minutes of exercise, because so many of you tell us, I just don't have the time. I don't have time to get to the gym. And, you know, whether or not that is true, that's between, like, that's you. But do you even feel like it's worth it, that you're worth it to even invest 10 minutes? I've battled with this before of what's the point? Like, just, you know, a walk. What's the point of just going on a little walk? Or what's the point of 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there? The point is that you're worth it. The point is that you feel better afterwards. The point is that that small incremental next best step could actually be the catalyst to you staying consistent versus the I'm going to hustle and grind and prove it, prove my worth, but not feel good inside of yourself. That, you know, what if that small win is actually worth it to creating that compound interest? I think that's powerful.
It is powerful. And, you know, again, to you and I, this makes logical sense, guys. And it's scientific, because you do something and you get a small win and there's a little dopamine hit. So biochemically, physiologically, you change for the positive. But what we're saying is even with that strategy and the science-based strategy to that makes perfect sense in your head, at some point along down the trail, you can be making best step one at a time. You're feeling better, all the things. But if there's just even a shred of doubt that you are still not enough, innately enough, just as you are, you don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to look a particular way. You don't have to have a particular job. You don't have to have a certain kind of relationship. You don't have to have a certain number of kids, like all of the externals. If there is even the shred of doubt about that, it will manifest in some level of not healthy, which is crazy cuckoo town. And this is, why I think it's like totally rocked Tracy's in my brain, because man, we feel so good about, hey, we are source-based clinicians and healthy lifestyle coaches. We're talking about getting to the root of why you want to do something, and, you know, like all of these solutions make sense. There's science backing to it all. And then comes along this book around Worthy, and you're like, whoa, there's even a deeper source, deeper meaning to why eating that healthy meal today and tomorrow and the next day, or moving your body 10 minutes today, tomorrow, the next day, that compounding interest, which we know is legit. We see it in money all the time, but why it really, really matters. It's just, it's something that we felt so we needed to come on and just talk about it, because it really is reshaping. It's broadening how we are approaching one, just our own lives, right? How we're approaching our business, our health coaching business here. But it's transforming our heads and hearts and souls. And we want you to be part of that journey. What you were talking about, the statistics, 80% of women don't believe they're enough. 75% of female execs deal with imposter syndromes. Like, they don't, you know, they're not worthy of being where they're at. They feel like they're a fraud and a fake. And 91% of girls and women don't love their bodies. So if that is the statistic, 91% of girls and women don't love their bodies. Well, if you don't love your body's part of you, right? It's the external shell, but on the inside is housed your deeper self. And so it could be a reflection, right? And so at some point, how does that manifest out in our beliefs and therefore our choices? It can be a lot of unhealthy choices here and there throughout life that you don't even know you're doing, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's going to be choices based off of, I have to, I should. It's that's where that restriction or the hustle, the grind,
mm-hmm.
the everything that feels icky about health, that's where
Mm-hmm.
that starts coming in. And it's really because if you don't feel fully worthy, so you feel like I have to do these things versus I choose to do these things. I want to do these things because I'm worth it, because I know how I want to feel. I know how I want to show up at work. I know how I want to navigate through my relationships and the shifts and the twists of the chaos of life. I know that deep inside my core. And for that, I'm going to make this choice because I want to. And that comes from a very, very different place.
A very
And then
different place.
it starts feeling easier. It starts feeling lighter and it starts feeling more fun. I was just talking to my neighbor yesterday. We ended up going for a walk with her. She has like 8,000 dogs. And so my boys wanted to help her walk her dogs. And so then I chatted with her and I had noticed she's lost a bucket load of weight. And I kind of just had the conversation with her about, you know, what made the shift? Because I've noticed over the past year, you've lost a ton of weight. And she realized that it was the small wins that she realized how crappy she was feeling in her body. And she kind of said, she didn't use the word worthy, but ultimately she was saying, I just knew that I wanted a better life. And I knew I wanted to feel better. And I knew that I wanted to serve. She does a lot of communities, activities, and services. And that mattered to me. And I could not do those things when I was heavy and feeling like junk in my body. And now I'm making these decisions of how I eat and how I move my body because it feels good, not because I feel like I have to restrict. And that's a powerful message. And she keeps dropping the weight and she's consistently kept the weight off for the past year because she wanted to, not because she had to, not because she felt like she had to prove anything to anyone. So coming from that place of worth really starts shifting the big picture. And that's what we want to help you like understand.
Yep.
We want to walk you through this. This is what, this is a big piece of our HACC membership, our Health Accountability Assurance Coaching, is that every day, we send a text to you guys of your daily best. And what does that mean? Well, it could mean a quick snippet of a movement that you can weave in throughout your day. It could mean a quick mindset piece, a good reminder of maybe this worthiness piece, maybe it's just talking the conversation about why does this freaking matter that you're here to begin with? And so having that accountability in your ear every day, and it's been fun. Like I get the text messages, you know, and it's kind of been fun to rewatch our videos and to do the quick little, you know, 30-second clip throughout the day. Sometimes I've been doing them and it's like, oh, like this little ditty, it made me feel a little bit better. And that's our HACC membership. And in addition to that, like we do two monthly group calls. I was going to say two group monthly calls a month, where you get to ask questions. So our community is coming with us of, hey, this is what's been going on in my life. And this is what's challenging for me. And this is where I'm struggling to make that shift. And so, we give you strategies and we give our community strategies through this, but also we get you to think a little bit deeper because it's not just about, oh, well, this is what you need to eat for breakfast and call it a day. We help you walk through the bigger picture of why are you struggling with this? Where's it really coming from? And again, why does it matter to begin with? And that's important because our membership is more than just a checklist of do this. It's a piece that's missing in getting you to connect the bigger picture of your long-term, lasting, sustainable health success.
Yeah. And I think what we're talking about today is that you are worthy of having lasting, sustainable health success. You are worthy of feeling in control of your health, even if you've got body limitations, you know, different diagnoses that are not the ideal. I mean, walking on earth, we are going to have wear and tear and we're going to have things that happen to our bodies. That's just the way it is. But how can we still show up and take care of that body? Which again is so much more than just your physical shell, right? Your mind is housed inside of that, and your soul, where this deep-seated connection to your value, your worth, you're enough just as you are. So yeah, health is just so much more than the outside shell. It's the deeper, it's your mind on the beliefs that you have that drive your behavior, but it's also internal knowing that regardless of who you are enough, and you are enough of having your best health, which looks a little different.
Yep. Yeah.
As the days go on,
which means one small best step at a time, next best step.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, all the info for the Hack membership, it's going to be in the show notes. So make sure to connect with us on that. And if you have any questions for us, you can email us. And, you know, if you're just not sure what the right next best step is for you, let us know and let's walk you through this. Okay. So it's just a no-brainer of what we're loving this week is this freaking book.
Exactly.
So
the book is Worthy.
Worthy by Jamie. Yeah, by Jamie Curran Lima. Did I say that right? Yep. You guys, you need this book. It's just so powerful.
Yeah. The outside, the shell, the jacket says, how to believe you are enough and transform your life. Simple steps, life-changing results. It's so in alignment with how we have already been talking around health and how to have realistic, reasonable, relevant, simple, and sustainable health, one best step at a time. And now this layer of Worthy is just even going to deepen how we speak, how we help people with their best health. So we are loving it. And regardless if you're on a health journey or not, like Worthy, it translates to everything in your life. So it is worth the investment. And all proceeds go to feeding America and whatever else. Like she's not keeping any of the proceeds. She's donating everything.
Yeah.
So
I know. It's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us and check the show notes and we'll see you next week. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you for joining us today on another episode of Limitless Health. Our hearts are to provide you with realistic, relevant, and simplistic solutions for sustainable success in honoring your body and health, even when your schedule's packed and life feels crazy. Our desire is to shift your belief towards the possibility of your limitless health, whatever that looks like in any season.
But what really gets us excited is connecting in real life and learning how we can support your unique health journey. So head on over to our Facebook community, Hardwired for Health, where we will continue the conversation online. And of course, we would be so grateful if you tagged us on social media, wrote a review, or shared this with a friend. Here's to you discovering your limitless health.